Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing or also updating, because I did have this company on the show back in 2019, the story of Defense Metals Corporation, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DEFN and on the OTCQB under the symbol DFMTF. I am chatting with the CEO, Craig Taylor. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Defense Metals is a North American, actually Canadian-focused rare earths play. The company already has a fairly de-risked project at this Wichita project, and they are moving through some of the studies needed and also some of the advancements needed to potentially get into production. Craig, I want you to bring all of our listeners up to speed on the current status of this Wichita project, please. Please outline the current resource where it stands right now.
Okay, Corey. Yes, so our deposit's located just outside of Prince George, BC. It's road accessible. We've got infrastructure all around us. And we've recently upgraded our resource. We've actually doubled it to approximately 17 million tons at a 3% LREO grade.
Now, when it comes to this resource, one thing that I'm seeing is in the indicated category, you have almost 5 million tons. In the inferred category, you have just over 12 million tons, all grading right around this 3%. Are you guys going to be undertaking any work to convert some of these inferred ounces into the indicated category?
Yes, absolutely. We've got to wait for the thaw to happen in May. We'll be drilling in June. We are open in two directions, so we could expand the tonnage and definitely move some of those categories up and potentially the grade up as well. Fortunately, all of our high grade is at surface, so it's a pretty easy target zone for us.
So what I want you to do next, please, is give us a little comparison to any other light rare earth elements projects and resources in terms of size and grade, so that some of our listeners, I know a lot of people are fairly new to the rare earth sector, so what can you say about your guys' current resource size and grade?
Okay, so we're an NDPR deposit, neodymium and praseodymium. And those are the critical elements used in making the lightweight, heavy strength magnets that you use in the electric vehicles. And Mountain Pass, who's the only producing rare earth mine in North America, has the same geology as us. They're trading at about $32 right now, and they've just done a $500 million financing to increase their production. But the size of our deposit and the grade is not far off theirs.
So what work are you guys then going to be undertaking in terms of potentially moving this into a production scenario? Obviously still a lot of work to do, but I know that is a focus for the company. So what are those steps going to look like?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, we're confident in the deposit. We've de-risked this and advanced this over the last 2 years. We've really put our heads down and proven it up. And so we've taken on the long lead time environmental that has to be done in order to get a mine permit. So anything that was 2 years out or more, we took on last year and we'll continue through that process. We've been extremely successful with our metallurgy on the flotation and hydromet side, bench scale and pilot for the flotation. And we're working towards a pilot plant for the hydromet as well. And that's really going to separate us from everyone else in the space. It's complicated procedures. We've done the flow sheets, and we're ready to start that first quarter of this year.
So can you summarize a little bit more what is so important about the potential of having a hydromet plant in, I guess, North America broadly?
Okay, well, frankly, there's not anyone in North America that does the processing to turn ore into oxide. That's all done in China. So that's what Mountain Pass is leaning towards with their raise. They're going to do a large processing facility there. And so we are now going to prove that we can maximize our product using the same formula at the pilot plant stage. So we'll be the probably second biggest one in North America to have ever taken on this sort of processing.
So initially, this will just be a pilot plant. What is the time frame in terms of getting this pilot plant up and running?
I'm hoping we can have that completed by April of this year, April or May. We're just completing some more bench scale testing. Those results will be coming out shortly, and we'll be using that flow sheet to then construct the pilot plant.
Okay. Now, in terms of a PEA, I understand you guys are working through a PEA. This will help to put some economics around the project. What steps still need to be done to get this PEA out, and general timing of when we can expect this PEA, please?
Okay, for sure. So we've done internal scoping studies that have been very favorable, and that's led us down the path of the PEA. We're still completing a market study for pricing so that we can punch in all the numbers and get economics nailed down as well as we can. So that should be complete, I'm going to say, the end of the first quarter, beginning of second quarter this year.
All right. What do you hope to prove up in this PEA? What are going to be some of the key aspects for investors to note when it comes to a rare earth elements PEA?
Well, I think it's just going to prove that we are economical and that we can either sell or concentrate to the open market at a profitable price, or the oxide, if we want to go down that route, which is a higher capex. Now, it's also going to prove what low capex we have compared to everyone else in North America. Because we're road accessible, rail accessible, we've got water, we've got electrical on the site, we're heads and shoulders above everyone else. I mean, most of the rare earth deposits in Canada and North America are in the middle of nowhere. They've got to build roads, they've got to build bridges. So I think it's going to prove to the market that we are a viable mine going forward.
So currently with it, when it comes to almost 17 million tons at right around 3%, what mine life are you expecting to have for this current resource?
So that will give us a 15-year mine life with a throughput of about 2 million tons a year. And so we could expand on that, and that's what we'll try to prove up with the drilling, although that's a pretty healthy mine life as it is. But again, there's a few things that can be explained with the deposit with some further drilling.
Okay. Yeah, that PEA, it'll be interesting to see exactly what those numbers are around that, and I think it will help for all the new investors into the rare earths element sector to understand how profitable some of these projects can be, especially ones in North America too, because there is this whole new move to securing at least some sort of domestic supply. In a best case scenario though, what's the general time frame of a production scenario? How quickly could you move into production?
We're hoping to get that going on the early side 3 years, on the outside 5 years.
All right, so still a little bit of time to undertake all this. I do want to take care of a couple of the other company fundamentals. Let's talk share structure initially. Shares outstanding, 61 million on a fully diluted basis, just under 80 million. And everything that I'm seeing when it comes to warrants and options, those are all in the money at the current trading price of about 39 cents Canadian. A lot of the options prices at the high end are about 35 cents. So what can you tell us about management's holdings and any other key insiders, please?
Management owns approximately 10%. There's been no selling or exercising of options at all for management. If anything, it's been the opposite. There's been some insiders that have been buying. And then the warrants and the options from the peripheral have been coming in on a regular basis. So right now we've actually got cash flow from our warrant exercises.
So when it comes to actual cash in the bank, where approximately is the company sitting?
I'd say we're somewhere in there of $1 million with a low burn right now. So, until we start building pilot plants and drilling, we don't have a lot of need for capital.
All right. So how much are you estimating that pilot plant to cost?
Well, I'm expecting with the drilling and with the pilot plant, we're going to be somewhere in the area of $4 million. We may need to raise in the future, but again, that'll be determined further with the PEA completion.
All right. So then let's just summarize here in terms of near-term catalysts. You have the PEA that's in the works. We've already discussed that. This Hydromet pilot plant, that should be moving ahead, but you will need a bit more additional funding. What other catalysts could investors note here as you move through this year?
Okay, well, with our concentrate that we have at SGS. We completed our flotation pilot plant, which produced 1,200 kilos of high-grade concentrate. So now that gives us the ability to market that globally. We are sending it overseas. We're sending it to people in Korea, in Japan, India, North America, to test our concentrate for possible offtake agreements. So that's a real possibility now going forward, especially with China threatening to cut off rare earth supplies globally. I mean, they have enough demand internally that they can use up all of the production they currently have. And that's a real threat to the EV market and North America and the Western world.
All right. Well, Craig, let's just wrap it up here with a final comment in terms of, look, this sector has been doing very well. There is more attention here, and your company, Defense Metals, is positioned uniquely in North America with one of the more advanced projects. Now, you do need to get some of these economic studies underway and continue to move this project forward, because as even you mentioned, time frame to production is still, let's say, 3+ years out. What is going to entice, let's say, more investors into this company to revalue the project, revalue the overall company, to show your, I guess, unique selling features in North America in this sector?
Well, frankly, we've done the work. We've spent the last 2 years de-risking and advancing this project to the stage where we're getting international attention, and the prices of neodymium and praseodymium have doubled recently. So that's the equivalent of gold going from, you know, 2,000 to 4,000. And that doesn't seem like it's going to stop anytime soon. So this is we're going through a real revolution in the metal sector with the birth of the EV electric vehicle. And, you know, Adamas Intelligence has put out a report that, you know, we're out of neodymium and praseodymium if the Chinese keep their production. So I think we're at the forefront, and we'll just see where the space goes.
All right. Well, Craig, we're going to wrap it up there. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Defense Metals, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will do my best to follow up with the company as we get closer to especially that PEA and also some more news on this Hydromet pilot plant. Craig, I appreciate your time. Thanks for the broad update here. I'll chat with you again in probably a few months.
Thanks so much. Take care.